engineering students to take another shot at the Sikorsky Prize. Curiosity phones home, sort of. And Nextant delivers its first European 400 XT. This is Aero News. It's Wednesday, August 29th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. A team of A. James Clark School of Engineering students plans to fly a modified version of their human-powered helicopter, Gamera 2, in a much larger space than in previous flight attempts, the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex in Landover, Maryland. The attempt is scheduled for Thursday, August 30th. Gamera 2 is an improved version of Gamera 1, which last year set world records for flight duration. Like Gamera 1 and the previous version of Gamera 2, the craft to be flown this week is an enormous hand- and pedal-powered X-shaped vehicle that has four rotors and is 114 feet across diagonally. Gamera 2 weighs only 76 pounds and features enhanced rotor design, an improved transmission, and a redesigned cockpit. The team expects the Gamera 2 is capable of flights lasting longer than 60 seconds, a major step toward competing for the Sikorsky Prize and remaining ahead of competitors. This new, much larger space that will allow for the vehicle to drift farther and hence potentially fly longer and higher than in previous flights. The team has been working for 3 years to compete for the Sikorsky Prize, offered by the American Helicopter Society. The Clark School team is one of at least 3 teams planning attempts this summer. No team has succeeded since the prize was first offered in 1980. NASA's Mars rover Curiosity has debuted the first recorded human voice that traveled from Earth to another planet and back. In spoken words radioed to the rover on Mars and then back to NASA's Deep Space Network on Earth, NASA Administrator Charles Bolden noted the difficulty of landing a rover on Mars, congratulated NASA employees and the agency's commercial and government partners on the successful landing of Curiosity earlier this month, and said curiosity is what drives humans to explore. Bolden said in his message, quote, "The knowledge we hope to gain from our observation and analysis of Gale Crater will tell us much about the possibility of life on Mars, as well as the past and future possibilities for our own planet. Curiosity will bring benefits to Earth and inspire a new generation of scientists and explorers as it prepares the way for a human mission in the not-too-distant future," end quote. The voice playback was released along with new telephoto camera views of the varied Martian landscape during a news conference yesterday at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. Curiosity is now 3 weeks into a 2-year prime mission on Mars. It will use 10 science instruments to assess whether the selected study area ever has offered environmental conditions favorable for microbial life. The 16th 400XT business jet has been delivered to a private buyer in the Czech Republic and will be managed by Time Air, a Czech Republic-based provider of charter and aircraft acquisition and management services, that according to Nextant Aerospace. The delivery marks the first 400XT that will be accepted for European registration. The private purchaser and Time Air also will work closely with Nextant to provide demonstration flights for prospective buyers in Europe. Jay Hublein, the Vice President, Sales and Marketing for Nextant Aerospace, says, quote, "The 400XT is particularly well-suited to the European market since its 2,003 nautical mile range enables travelers to reach destinations throughout Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa with nonstop flights," end quote. The latest delivery of the 400XT is the 16th for Nextant, which began deliveries in October of 2011, following final certification by the Federal Aviation Administration. Currently, Nextant has orders for more than 80 400XT aircraft, with greater than 40% of those orders coming from customers outside of North America. And speaking of European deliveries, the first Bell 429, configured for emergency medical services in Europe, has been delivered to Air Zermatt in Switzerland. Air Zermatt is a major EMS operator in Europe, regularly performing rescues in the extreme conditions of the Alps. Air Zermatt's selection of the Bell 429 was driven by their requirements for a reliable, fast, and maneuverable helicopter capable of performing emergency missions at altitudes as high as 15,000 feet. A flight demonstration on the top of Matterhorn Mountain at 14,690 feet, one of the highest peaks in the Alps, proved the Bell 429 could successfully complete those missions. Bell conducted extensive flight demonstrations of the 429 on every continent except Antarctica, and the aircraft has been certified in more than 40 countries. It can be configured for VIP transport, HEMS, law enforcement, utility and oil and gas missions. When Aero News continues, a stowaway's run for freedom ends in tragedy. United flight attendants prepare for a united negotiation. And enrolling students soon, welcome to Drone U.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, August 29th. I'm Glenn Moyer. A British Airways ground crew made an unwelcome discovery in the landing gear bay of a 747 that had arrived at Heathrow from Cape Town, South Africa last Thursday, the body of an apparent stowaway. According to the London Evening Standard, a man was seen climbing over the fence at the Cape Town airport and running toward the BA flight, which was on the taxiway preparing for takeoff. The security staff pursued the man briefly, but backed off because of unspecified security reasons. A later search failed to locate the man. The man has not been identified, and no cause of death has been reported. BA is reportedly working with South African authorities to determine how he managed to get over the airport fence and into the landing gear bay of the airplane. The airport's company, South Africa, which manages the airport at Cape Town, says it will conduct a thorough investigation into the incident. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, at the new United Airlines has begun to set the stage for negotiations on a single contract covering over 25,000 flight attendants. These negotiations will unify flight attendants from pre-merger United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia under one agreement. Earlier this year, flight attendants from each subsidiary ratified separate contracts, paving the way for these upcoming joint negotiations. With the establishment of testing sites for UAVs codified in the FAA reauthorization bill, and nearly every aviation analyst saying that unmanned aerial systems are expected to be an enormous business in the coming years, one of the pieces of the UAV puzzle still to be put in place is who will operate the aircraft for all of the agencies and others that will want to fly them. The person trying to answer that question is Jerry Lemieux. The retired Air Force colonel, college lecturer, and airline pilot recently founded an education institution focused on unmanned aerial systems, and although it currently offers only online courses, it's received international accreditation. According to an enterprise report in the Washington Times, Colonel Lemieux has dreams of a physical campus at Lake Havasu, Arizona. In its current online offerings, the Unmanned Vehicle University teaches such subjects as vehicle design and system fundamentals. The FAA has said in a recent statement that, quote, pilot training and medical requirements, end quote, are in development as it looks at integration of UAVs into the national airspace. Colonel Lemieux already, though, has some established competition. The University of North Dakota, the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, the University of Texas at Austin, and Embry-Riddle have all explored educational offerings related to UAVs. Well, you've heard the saying, parts is parts. Well, parts is also money. Canadian aviation manufacturer Avcor has signed a 5-year contract extension with Boeing to provide the wheel well for the next generation 737, as well as assemblies and components that support the next generation 737, 747-8, 767, and 777. The contract value is approximately 80 million Canadian dollars over 5 years, commencing in 2013. So that you don't miss this part or parts of any future Aerocast, we remind you that you can subscribe to these Aerocasts either on iTunes or through our own website at www.aero-news.net. I'm Glenn Moyer. My part for now is over. You're also now cleared for departure.